This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Golf Show. You can visit 937thefan.com and register to win a 10-minute Zoom to bowl with Santonio Holmes, as his Strikes Against Sickle Cell goes virtual this year. To support the fight against sickle cell disease, visit thirdandlongfoundation.org. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk in our second segment today about golf down south. How has the vacation and golf trip destinations, how have they fared as we go through this pandemic? And I knew of nobody better to talk about that than my friend from North Carolina, Martin Arms. Martin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you and all the fine folks in the Pittsburgh region today.
So, it's been a little wacky, hasn't it?
It has been, but it was, it's funny. I was having a conversation with someone last evening, about, golf, and really, I think it's probably the case for you once the courses open back up in your region. Golfers flooded to get out and play, and, right. Sort of with this new work dynamic allows for some flexibility for the golfers to get out and enjoy. And we've certainly seen a big uptick also down here in the Carolinas, whether, it's at the resort type courses or, certainly a lot of the private courses here as well. But, to your point, and I know that the Outer Banks is probably one of the more popular vacation destinations for people in the Pittsburgh area, as is hitting, really the entire Carolinas coast, all the way down to Hilton Head. I mean, mm-hmm. They've seen a very robust amount of activity, especially the destinations that have a lot of villas, condos, and rental homes. I think people are really, gravitating towards there, especially in the Outer Banks. I mean, those areas with the wide open spaces, so to speak, to really sort of spread out, and certainly golf, is sort of social distancing at its finest. So it's, we've seen certainly, an uptick in play. There's certainly still some downsides to some of the golf, but, for the most part, we've seen, trying to take advantage of still some good weather as well.
Yeah, we are experiencing this coming week and this weekend one of our first little, I don't want to call it cold, but, we're close to a freezing situation overnight, and it's, in the 50s and 60s during the day. So the cold is starting, and that's what prompted me to think about having you come on and talk about, the fall golf in the Carolinas. And, I know exactly what you mean about golf on the Outer Banks. I went there for vacation every year for 23 years, And I played some golf while we were on vacation. But you're right. There's a lot of space down there, and a lot of Pittsburghers go down there. So you in your area, Martin, you have seen that pent up desire for golf, get executed once the rulings allowed you guys to get open. The courses have been pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the golf was never. There might have been just a very slight initial period in March, but for the most part, in the Carolinas, the golf has been open really for the most part. Certainly, with some modifications as it relates to rules of sometimes single cart and the stuff in the holes and all of that, but I think it's everybody's been very adaptive. And I live in Raleigh, and the public access courses there are just crushing it now, just in terms of play. Again, for us golfers, one of the biggest impediments is time in a lot of ways, and our work schedules have been sort of modified some that it enabled opportunities to get out and certainly play. And, especially, I know you had Tom Pashley on here a few weeks ago on the heels of the big USGA announcement, but, really the Pinehurst area is seeing, a lot of that there as well, especially for the leisure golfers. The corporate travel is certainly, a little ways to go for the company retreats and all of that, but even for the getaways, especially that there's a preponderance of, villas and lodges there in the Pinehurst region. And I know, and talking to some of the packagers and partners there, that, that they're seeing that same level of activity.
You guys got going, like you said, not long after March, right? You just had one little, it wasn't even
one
a
little
shutdown, was
slight,
it?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I think everybody, when March 13th happened, we were all trying to sort of get our bearings recalibrated there, so to speak. But, really for the most part, the golf, since, it's outdoors and, as we say, social distancing at its finest, whether feet or way, or sit the 6-footer to win your match against your buddy.
Of all the sports, I would have thought that one would have been the easiest to let people go play, because that's the easiest thing in the world. You're outside on 250 acres of land, but, they shut us down anyway. But I'll tell you what's come out of this, and I'm a big fan, is the single cart thing, one guy per cart. When we watch those exhibition games, when Tiger,
with Tiger and them,
as soon as they hit their ball, they went to their cart and they zoomed down to their cart or to their ball. To me, there's not many better ways to speed up the game than to do that. Now, I know there are expenses involved, like, you're going to have enough carts if you get real busy. But, boy, that does speed up things.
No question. It's funny. I was talking to one of my colleagues in the business, and that's really been one of their biggest challenges, is they're, really putting a stress on their cart fleet for that. I think another, interesting thing, too, is that, the USGA rule in terms of leaving the pin in the hole. So, that sort of accelerated things. And then with, not raking in the bunkers and stuff of that nature. So it's, trying to make it a little friendlier and funner on that front. So, and hopefully, we sort of continue this momentum to get some, reacquaint people that have played in the past, but, introducing some new people to the game.
How about hurricanes, tropical storms? We've had some of those. Has there been much damage in the Carolinas?
Not too bad. The only was sort of interesting, about 10 days ago, you know, the tropical storm, you know, unfortunately there have been so many this year.
Yeah.
That hit Bermuda, you know, knocked out, the road in the Outer Banks down on Hatteras Island when you come off the new Bass Knight Bridge just because of the overwash. You know, we've certainly had a lot of rain, but for the most part, you know, the Carolinas have been, pretty blessed this season, but just, you know, some disruptions, you know, with some days with some of the, systems passing through and everything. But,
yeah,
you know, the one thing, as you mentioned, especially with the Outer Banks, I mean, the fall is just the hands down the best time of the year to be there, and that the water's still warm. You know, you're sort of past peak season, and all of that. And the golf courses are awesome, or whatever, frankly, outdoor activity, you choose to participate in. And, you know, you're really seeing that all along the Carolinas coast. You know, I do a lot of work with Palmetto Dunes down in Hilton Head, and, you know, they've just seen a explosion, especially of the golf and some of the other outdoor, you know, they have biking, which is always popular, and some of the outdoor activities are, you know, coming back pretty strong as well.
Yeah. Well, good. Glad to hear that. One of my favorite places, and as you mentioned, it's almost like there's a caravan of cars coming from West Virginia and Western Pennsylvania, that whole area, every year headed to the Outer Banks. And I think that kind of extends to North Carolina in general. And hopefully you guys will continue to see, you know, in more and more play. And hopefully it's going to turn out to be a good fall for all of us. And I want to thank you for coming on this morning and giving us some updates on what's happening down there. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we will catch up soon.
I look forward to it. Y'all have a great weekend. Take care.
Thanks, Martin. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
That's Martin Arms. He is a public relations guy. He's worked for a lot of different places down there promoting the game, and it's good to hear that everything is up and running, kind of like things are here. So if you're planning on going down there this fall, get to it. It looks like it's going full bore again, so that's great to hear. All right, it's time for our next break. We will do that right now, and when we come back, we'll talk about what appears to me to be a bumper crop of amateur golfers that we are fortunate enough to have here in Western Pennsylvania. All right, you're listening to The Golf Fan, The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.